Sober Sunday, everything that didn't make it into the episode or we deemed not worthy of 50 minutes of chat. I think it's pretty obvious that I'm a bit of a pop culture buff head. Now I've made a Buffy reference.
Oh my God, that's like a pop culture reference in itself.
I'm switching it up.
I like it.
Thank you. And it's not a Star Wars reference.
I would say I'm not a pop culture person.
Okay, I grew up on pop culture.
But you're that generation. Like, I mean, so am I. I don't know what my issue is. I think I just didn't watch TV much as a kid and just not into that. I don't subscribe to the whole celebrity thing. But in saying that, I will get into like a 48-hour rabbit hole of the Kardashians. Like,
ooh, no, can't touch it.
Oh my God. I'll do it in like spirals. Like I'll spiral for a couple of days on one particular, like I was Googling Cardi B the other day and got really into that for about 30 minutes and then that was it.
Yeah. Now you're done.
Yeah. So I've also been thinking a lot about characters in TV shows that I watched as a kid and like as a young adult, actors and actresses and things who are portrayed as alcoholics or who have an alcoholic tendency as sort of part of their character and how glamorized that is.
Yeah.
And how much as a troubled teen, I kind of looked up to some of those people and was like, yeah, that's a great way to escape from my problems. I'm going to sneak out of the house and drink. Like, what a cool party girl I am, you know? So I've compiled a little list of a few of them and I thought I'd play a little guess who game with Caitlin and see if you can guess some.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So, I mean, some of them are pretty obvious, but some of them you might not have thought of.
Okay.
So I have got a Star Wars one for you.
Oh, my God. Excellent.
And I'd be surprised.
Wait, I'm intrigued. Okay.
Yeah. So this I feel like you should know. This is the actual actor.
Okay.
Who was in Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
They are female.
Yeah.
They are one of the main.
Yeah, this is Carrie Fisher. Yeah. You're talking about Carrie Fisher. Yeah.
I really thought you were going to come straight in with that one.
I was just going to give it a little bit of time that the listeners maybe.
Good, because that's all I know about
her. Play along at home if you want to. Play along at home.
Yeah, and then you can tell us how many you got right.
Yes.
Yeah. Do you know much about?
I know not much about her. Like, I know a lot about her.
Yeah.
Because Carrie Fisher. I know that she had BPD and had problems with both alcohol and drugs in terms of addiction, but I don't know the severity of that. I know she was a bit depressed as well, and just a whole slew of things. Mm. Actually, I should know more because I've read her memoir.
Ooh.
The Princess Diarist.
That's a great name.
Yeah, right. And yeah, it's like her as Princess Leia in front. Yeah. So no bits.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any more information to give you. I'm just wondering.
Yeah.
All right, next one. What about if I sing this?
Oh, gosh. Oh, there's singing involved.
There is now. I don't actually know the words, so wait, hold on. Salad and scrambled eggs. No?
No?
I reckon Ryan will know that. Ryan, do you know who I'm talking about?
Is that like the Frasier theme song?
Yes. So it's Kelsey Grammer. Caitlin might be a bit too young.
I know who Kelsey Grammer is.
Yeah, but Fraser, is that like?
I know what Fraser, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, apparently he's an alcoholic.
Okay.
Wilds didn't know that. This next person was in the Spice Girls.
Oh, okay. See, this I'm a little bit too young for, but go for it.
That is bizarre. okay. I would say that they were one of the sexier Spice Girls.
Mm-hmm.
They were portrayed to be older and very patriotic.
This is Posh. Posh Spice?
No, it's actually Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, okay.
Is Posh an alcoholic?
I don't have no idea.
What's her name?
Victoria Beckham. Yeah.
Posh.
Don't know.
Well, yeah, she's an alcoholic.
Okay.
Oh, this one's a supermodel.
Oh, okay.
A very famous, one of the world's first recognized supermodels. They're actually very vocal about their addiction and their struggles, and they are still currently in AA today.
Okay.
After admitting themselves for the first time in 1999. Long recovery track.
Mm.
It's Naomi Campbell.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, neither did I.
Oh, wow.
I was, shocked. Because I've seen her, I guess, on so many TV shows and so many things like that. And I guess I always think, what a diva. Like, I bet she'd be such a glamazon monster at a party and things. But, sober.
Mm.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
See, so I don't so much have, like, questions for you as I do, like, I'll do a bit and then you have to guess who I am sort of thing.
This is not 20 questions.
No, it's not at all. All right, so this one, who do you think of when I say, Liza Minnelli.
Okay.
I mean, Alex DePortius would have got that.
I'm sorry that I'm not Alex DePortius.
And you should be.
Wow.
Yeah, so Liza actually had a Valium addiction after her mother passed away from an accidental overdose.
Yeah.
So I think in her circumstances, from what I read, it seemed that it was very much the passing of her mother that spiked almost a mimicking of her mother's behaviour. Okay. So she's been in and out of AA, she's, you know, like most, well, not most, that's a generalisation, but like a lot of alcoholics sort of struggles and goes back and forth. I've got a few TV characters as well. And it was really interesting when I was looking at this. A lot of them are men. Like loads and loads and loads of them are men. And loads of them are like dads. Like the dad alcoholic is really common and you don't even think about it. Like like Homer Simpson came up.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, I didn't – like I didn't even think about that. But like, yeah.
Because it's so normalised.
Yeah, it's like, so –
part of his character.
Exactly. And it – it was like a bit of a shock to me to consider that.
Okay.
And even like Family Guy and stuff like that.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I don't, yeah, I don't watch those shows, so I don't really know. But do you watch Archer?
I'm aware of it.
So he's someone who's, you know, when I would watch Archer and I would watch the way him and his mother drank and I would sort of laugh about that because it was relatable. But
okay.
Because they're very dry about it, you know, and they're just like, oh, don't tell me what to do, pass me another drink, you know. And it's just, I guess it's that sort of almost glamorous drinking, you know.
Yeah.
The same way with Don Draper in
Mad Men.
Yeah, in Mad Men. Like,
okay.
I feel like him and Sterling have that same kind of successful man, I'm going to drink my bourbon in this glass from my little bar cart that my hot, like, you know, assistant brings me. Yeah. And, like, it's so glamorized, you know, like drinking at work. How glamorous. Like, you've made it when you can have a bar cart in your office. And, it was crazy to think about that. But, yeah, I remember watching Mad Men and constantly being like, yes, Don, like, that's exactly what I would do.
Oh,
and
okay.
Relating. And did you – oh, no, we've talked about this. The OC? Do you know the OC?
I do. I'm too young.
Yeah, you are. That's fucking hell. So Marissa Cooper, for those of us who watch The OC, she kind of had this bad girls off the rails kind of moment.
Okay.
You know, stealing vodka from her mom, shoplifting lipsticks, like sleeping with dirty surfers and whatever.
dirty surfers.
Yeah. And even though her drinking, I mean, I wouldn't say it was glamorized. It was sort of like, look at what happens when you go off the rails. But I guess I related because I felt like I knew what Marissa was going through with like her troublesome like times at school and her difficult boyfriend and her families that like didn't get along and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, problems with her mom. And I was like, oh, I totally relate, Marissa. Like I also steal vodka to drink in the bathroom alone at night. Like, and so I guess that if she was doing that, it felt kind of not cool, but like it okayed it.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Skins?
Oh, my God. Can we talk about how triggering Skins is?
Yeah.
Like there needs to be there's a trigger warning. I remember watching Skins and it would make me want to self-harm at times. And it would make me feel so, I don't know, I felt like it almost like triggered emotions that I wasn't processing.
Yeah.
And then these characters were having these, you know, situations that I would relate to or that, you know, obviously that's the point. You can see yourself in these characters. They are every teenager, like adolescents.
Yeah.
We all go through such a variety of issues on that show. And, you know, everyone can relate to at least one of them. But, yeah, you know, like Effie, when she sort of had her, like, drinking, sneaking out, party girl. I was like, at that point, when that was sort of coming out, her life was really mirroring mine, you know. And I was like, I'm just like Effie, like, going out and going to these cool parties and hanging out with older people and whatever else, like being drunk at school or wagging school to drink, like it's cool and I'm a renegade and like I'm a rebel. People want to be me. It's like, no. But yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah. Did you watch it?
I did. And every time I watched it, because it was so different from the life that I led because I was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I was like almost goody two shoes, like a nerd. Didn't like socialize as much outside of my own circles and it wasn't involved with alcohol or drugs or anything. So it was like, for me, it was like watching fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, for me, it was like watching my life and like I could see so many of my friends reflected in the characters as well. And I guess it's pretty, like, it's pretty grim.
Yeah.
It gets pretty grim.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, heavy topics. I think about that a lot, though. Like,
okay.
Skins is something that, like, those storylines kind of rear their heads, like, a lot in my life. I don't know why. I guess they were just like, that was my development phase, and I was obviously going through a lot and channeling a lot there. But it's very interesting. So I've got the obvious characters of Patsy and Eddie from Mab Fab.
I never watched it. I'm aware of it. I've seen the movie. Because Gwendolyn Christie was in it, and I have a mate who's like really into Ab Fab. So I know bits.
You should really watch it.
You've peaked all the pop culture that I don't watch.
I know.
Or
it's because it's all my.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Eddie and Patsy.
Okay.
So much.
Yeah.
Again, just like they are ridiculous. The amount that they drink, like they're blatantly alcoholics.
Oh,
like
definitely.
They start their day.
Yeah.
You know, and Patsy, especially, like, Joanna Lumley actually told me that she liked my hat once in London.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's my little claim to fame. Anyway, it's like a joke for them, you know, but they're still so glamorous and beautiful. And even when they are, like, drunkenly falling about and making a mess of themselves, like, they still look so great and they're still drinking Bolly Darling and it's, like, it's still fine.
Yeah.
And then my final one that I remember watching as a kid is Karen Walker from Will and Grace.
Again, I'm too young.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of too young for Will and Grace, but I remember watching her character. And then I remember growing up during the whole Tumblr thing. I know that's still a thing, but, you know. And there were so many memes of Karen and she's like, I'm drinking, like, you told me to bring fruit. These are fruit boxes. And it's like two sacks of goon, like two wine bladders, you know. And again, she's just drunk all the time. Like, she's the sassy drunk friend. And nobody in any of these situations ever addresses it with the person. It's not even mentioned or talked about. Like, if you were only listening, you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
And it's like that there's a drink in their hand in every single scene.
Wow.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because, like, I'm trying to think about on the things that I have watched and the pop culture I consume. And, like, when you said Ab Fab and Will and Grace, my brain was like, okay, cool. What's the, like, sitcom that I watched? And Friends was definitely it.
Yeah.
And all of their friendships barely focus around alcohol. It's around coffee.
Yeah, it is. There was a coffee shop.
Yeah, and it's, like, different things. Like, occasionally they drink, but it's never a problem.
Yeah.
For anyone, I don't think, like, and I could be wrong.
How I Met Your Mother, like, they're always at the pub.
They're always at the pub, yeah. And
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
I never watched it.
I don't watch it, but I know that they, like, it's centers in a pub, basically.
Yeah.
That's the set.
Well, like, Cheers, that's about a pub.
Yeah, there's a few alcoholics
from
that show, like, actors.
And then, like, specific characters. So, like, the one that comes to mind is Dean from Supernatural, where for the first five seasons it's always a joke about him and it's just a thing his character
does. I feel like
I
remember that.
Yeah, he's always got a beer, he's always drinking. It's a joke that his brother makes. It's his way of coping with the shitty things that he sees.
Sure.
And it's always framed in a, like, dark, mysterious, almost sexy kind of way.
Yeah, it is, though.
Yeah.
Like, so much drinking is framed as being, like, sexy and mysterious.
Yeah.
Like, in men.
Yes.
You know, in handsome, rugged, brooding men.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ooh, he stinks like whiskey, but he's got deep thoughts.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah.
Mm. And now I'm thinking about, like, so they had a similar sort of thing with Jane the Virgin with Raphael, but it was a thing that deterred Jane from him, of, like, his bad boy phase. It's like, no, I'm not okay with this.
Yeah. I actually feel like I remember that I got into Jane the Virgin for a while there.
Oh, my God, I love Jane the Virgin. I love it so much.
We have such different consumption patterns.
When one character died, I was living with someone who had the same character name and I, like, had finished the season, the character died, I left to go into the kitchen and this, like, person I was living with the same name was there and I was like, I can't talk to you right now.
You're dead to me.
Not okay. I love Jane the Virgin. I think it is a beautiful show and it handles topics so interestingly and so cleverly. And just,
it is good.
So good. I'm trying to think what else I watched.
Isn't it, that it's not, like, I couldn't tell you, not that I can think of off the top of my head. I'm sure people are, like, yelling things out at us.
Tell us what they are.
What, like, I would be interested, are there any characters where their character isn't addressed with an alcohol issue and then they do something about it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I feel like it's always like, my alcoholic friend, my alcoholic aunt, this.
I think so, because I've seen shows that have, like, scenes with AA.
Yeah.
Like, definitely.
Yeah.
I just can't think of them right now. Like, I can visualize some
even,
of them.
Like, even then, I think about in, like, Fight Club when they go to AA and, like,
yeah,
all of that. And it's like,
Black Orphan? Is that what it's called? Orphan Black.
Orphan Black. Yeah.
There's a bit where I think is it Allison?
I don't know, mate.
One of the clones. Does she go to AA? She has a drug problem. I can't remember.
Anyway, wild.
Yeah.
I guess the point of this is alcoholism is everywhere.
Yes.
And it is normalized so much.
Yeah.
Like, to the point where we don't, you know, we're having trouble thinking of these, like, characters, but they are there every day. And if you just keep a little eye out for them and start to notice it more and more in your everyday life, like,
question how it's being portrayed.
Yeah. Yeah. Just question how it's being portrayed and, like, is that really healthy? Like, is that really the right thing to be doing?
Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
Yeah. Email us at, what's the email?
It's justwhypod.
Yes.
At gmail.com.
Yeah. Just angrily message us on Instagram if you have thought of characters that we haven't spoken about.
Yeah. And we'll put some pictures up on our Instagram as well of some of the characters and actors that we've talked about.
Do a nice little story.
Yeah. I mean, we could go into musicians, but I feel like...
Too many.
And I mean, there's so many more actors that I've missed as well. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's absolutely loads. Like, Daniel Radcliffe being another huge pop culture one.
There was one recently, Brad Pitt. Is that the soccer player? Who am I thinking of? Who was Angelina Jolie with?
Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
He recently... Brad and Jolie. Yep. Brangelina. Yep. Yeah. Brad, yep.
He very recently, I'm pretty sure, came out as an alcoholic and talked about his experiences with AA.
Wild.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.